silence, that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Studying food matrix on the 8th June 2012. Newcomers, I always suggest you help yourself to the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Gives us over well over 1,000 free audios for download, and you can start to understand the system you're born into. It's very deceptive, of course. It's meant to be. It's not a new technique that's been used. There's been sciences down through the ages where people would advise kings on how to control the minds of masses, whole nations of people. Today it's even more perfected, of course, with the constant. They don't even need the focus groups anymore. They've got all your Twitters and all your chat going all the time, and that's what you really pay for. All the free programs that you're onto with your details and put up your data, like Facebook, goes right to all these organizations that monitor you, and they know what you're thinking, and they know what you need to can be controlled in this way or that way or whatever way, micro-adjustment. So we live in a very, very controlled society, but a system set up a long time ago by those who decided that they already ruled the world, which pretty well they did, by the cash that was owed to them from every nation across the planet, even as far back as the 1800s. And they decided to get academia on board with them, all the scientists on board with them, con the public, and even train the public to be good little producing citizens at school, of course. That's what school's for. In fact, that's my school time. You're yourself 8 or 9 to 4 or 5 o'clock is time, like work hours, to get you used to working straight from school to work in your system, you understand. So we've all been brought up in it. Your parents thought it was normal, and everybody else thought it was normal, to your grandparents even. And even the wars, you'll find that the main wars are all planned sometimes 50 years down the road. 50 years down the road, no kidding. And the big boys like to write about their plans when they retire from politics or high positions in government, including the military. And they boast about the world councils that they sit upon and how they really brought things to be. We're living through a planned society, a planned script, basically, including the cultural changes. And they even boast about the way that they do change the culture, often mainly through television and fiction, actually. It's the best tool that they've got. So when you put something out with an emotional impact to a particular scene, it can make you believe anything, and that will stay with you. It imprints in the mind, and then you're set to a default position. Generally, it makes you feel guilt or bad about thinking negative about anybody else, you see. So, help yourself to the audios. Remember, too, you are the audience that bring me to you, and you can help me get by buying the books and this at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You can also donate, and from the U.S. to Canada, you can use personal checks still, and you can use an international postal money order still from the post office. You can use cash, and you can use PayPal as well. Across the world, Western Union is what you're left with, and MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. Remember, as I say, straight donations. Straight donations are really, really welcome. What I do is tend to go through the big organizations, the big banks that created the foundations, which really are so-called free charitable foundations, tax-free, exempt, and all that stuff. And in reality, they are the real parallel government. That's what they're called. That's what they call themselves, the parallel government, the real government, in fact, because you'll find they create societies, and all the politicians must belong to these societies to even be thought of to run for election. If you're not on the ticket, you certainly won't get a mention anywhere. So we're run again by organizations, very, very well-funded organizations via the foundations. The foundations also fund thousands of non-governmental organizations to make it all go green and all that kind of stuff and be PC. So we don't have democracy. They never ever actually had it. And it's becoming very evident, at least in the most people now. That's a miracle, actually. They're actually seeing it for the first time. Back with more after.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, we're back, adding through the matrix. Talking about the system, as I said, I've tried to tie in the past and the big plan from the Royal Institute of International Affairs and all of its spun-off organizations of Council on Foreign Relations, even the European Council on Foreign Relations group as well. Every politician in it and in Europe is a member of this. So they're all sewn up across the whole planet. India has a membership as well. Every country across the world has membership. And you have to be a member to run and even get considered to be a president or prime minister. And Quigley himself, who was the historian for the group, said the same darn thing in his own books. And he also said that you've never had a person who doesn't belong to this group since the late 1800s. So we're living in a big fantasy, of course. That's what politics is. Every politician is prepackaged. You, just like music or acting, you hire, if you can afford it, you hire professional marketing groups who come in and they make your image for you. All prepackaged, it's all photo ops, etc. And they do all the different opinion polls. Now, of course, they can do it all pretty well with computer before they have the focus groups coming in. And they try to get into the minds of the public. The public's a very, it's very vague when you get into the minds of the public, in a sense, because they often can't articulate what they actually want. The only thing is that they're unhappy in some way. And these guys, these professionals, find out what they actually want and present an image of it to them. Doesn't mean you're going to get anything back, but the image is there. And they can recreate your whole persona for you. It's quite astonishing. And the public never, it doesn't matter how many times you tell them, they never catch on to it. Margaret Thatcher, for instance, was like, had a squeaky voice, very fast talking, kind of and they brought in the same crew that created the image for Ronald Reagan from the U.S. to do Thatcher. And they did her hair and everything, and a quick, complete makeup job. And they also taught her how to speak slow and like that, you see. And, of course, then after it was up to her script writers that were given to her as well. And give her a complete, or a new image, a complete makeover, they call it. If you want to be a star, same thing too. You can hire them even as a business. And they come in and they create the image for you. What's lacking and what's out there? Where's the market not being fulfilled? And you create an image for a person, bring in the marketers to work with them, professionals, and they'll completely make you over and launch you and have your name all over the world. It's quite easy to do if you've got the cash or the right people are backing you up. And it's the same with politicians too. And I've kept out of American politics basically because it's a lot of nonsense. I've always known this stuff. And I've watched the Patriot circuits for years. They always give a leader. I've told people this many times, they always give you a leader to follow. And they say all the sort of the words that are imprinted in your mind, basically. They'll say them all, the right little things. Constitution's mentioned often, the Federal Reserve, etc. And suddenly, you don't see much anymore. The people follow you. And then you always get let down at the end. Always. Always. It's always the same story. It's never been any different. It's always a con game because, you see, they're all members of high organizations. They're all Masons, by the way, too. All Masons. And it's interesting that Ron Paul, for instance, is thrown in with Romney. And Romney is a Mormon, and every Mormon is a Mason. Because once you're a male, you're up to the elect position, and you go through the Masonic rituals there. So it's astonishing that the people all follow and follow, and then the fighter that you've backed, the boxer, basically, you know, he just doesn't throw in the towel. He just lets go of the game, and it all works out the way it was pre-planned to do. And that's how it is. You throw the fight, that's what they used to call it. And he didn't fight back at the last minute. And everybody goes, what happened? What happened? Well, you've been suckered again. That's what happened. And it's always going to happen if you always wait for the man to come along who is always presented to you. And when you go into Ron Paul's, there's many talks and clips up on YouTube. He was all for globalism. And I don't know if people noticed that. He basically was going through with the same projects as the New American Century were all for, including the new monetary system for the world. No people know that. They wanted a gold standard monetary system for the world because, you see, the IMF runs on gold standard. And many other things tie in with it as well. But people who are blinded by the occasional words like democracy or the republic or Federal Reserve and patriotism, buzzwords, you see, they trigger responses in the person emotionally. They're oblivious to everything else that's going on. And Romney also, of course, he had the Political Action Committee that backed him. A lot of ex-members of them were from Romney's team. And they were based in Romney's own area in Salt Lake City. Yeah. And then, of course, it was also one of his biggest financial backers was Peter Thiel, T-H-I-E-L. And I think he was also a Bilderberger guy. So, I mean, the signs were all there that he would throw the fight, as you call it, throw the fight. And you couldn't tell because, again, there was a massive campaign pushing him. And people have to be awfully wary of these things. But, again, they have to think for themselves, and you hope they can. Germany are disappointed. They don't. They go along with a crowd. And it's like Dirty Harry, you know, one of these movies of Clint Eastwood. He rides into town and he cleans all up for you. And when you're expecting that, you're going for a downfall every time because life doesn't happen that way. You all have to be your own champions. I've said that for years. And they'll keep supplying you every time. How many years of patriot movements wasted on this nonsense? Even this one man. A man who's a lifer in politics. You don't stay a lifer in politics unless you're one of the politicians who knows how to compromise. Never mind getting all his relatives into it too, not just his son. And then making about the people in sight. I mean, standard life for a politician. And every suddenly on, you know, antidepressants because he's shown his hand. He can never help the people. You know, I've watched them bring forth one after another for the Patriot crowd, and the same thing happens for many, many, many years. And there's a whole Patriot movement basically geared towards that, and then the next one will make you waste another 5 years, or even it runs twice in 10 years or whatever of your life, just waiting and waiting and waiting. You'll probably catch on to the cons that are going on. If you can't, then it's over, isn't it? It's over. But you cannot put into office or expect to put into office anyone who is a member quite a few generations on of Masonry. Same with his wife and all of his daughters. And his son will be too. So you can't do it. They're already sworn allegiance to an order that supersedes every other allegiance. So wake up, folks. And all you can say is you hope you don't do it again with the next one they present to you. Now, part of the whole war, of course, on the people has been the war on the culture. Very big part of it, of course, a very essential part of it. And once again, the general public don't know what's even happening to them because you expect older folk to warn you. And if the older folk don't warn you about the dangers and pitfalls of that which has been thrown at you by design from the top, remember, everything in culture, including pornography, is pushed from the top. If the guys at the top thought it was bad for their plan, they would, believe you me, there would be no porn at all. But so it's helping their plan. Even Plato says that there's no culture comes from the grassroots. It's not allowed because they have their agenda at the top, and so everything must be okayed by those at the top, in other words. And the U.S. has churned out all the natural, the fictional movies and so on, also has been the capital of the planet for pornography. They've got a massive problem, of course, with AIDS now and all the rest of it. But it's done its work. The whole society is pretty well kaput now. And people, just like Julian Huxley said a long time ago at UNESCO, when he was head of UNESCO, he says, well, get the people to come off their pedestals, he says, as superior beings and down to the level of animals. And he says, it'll be fine, too, if they start to basically interact sexually like animals, because they won't bond to any person and then they won't have a family. Not a big part of it. Well, look around you today. Look around you today is pretty well gone, isn't it? The whole society. Big boys aren't stupid. They study us minutely under microscopes, every single one of us. And today it's so easy because we help them with all the gadgets and all the programs we download, etc., to help them monitor us and put you into your category. You're all categorized. Including the Patriot movement, it's all categorized. Who are the followers? Okay, then you subcategorize them into what kind of followers, what did this bunch want, that bunch want, etc., etc. And everyone's categorized and put in their pigeonhole. So anyway, I've got an article tonight on Louise Theroux, one of the people who believe basically Kabbalah, basically, California, where there's no right or wrong, you know, there's no right or wrong, there's only change. And change always brings misfortune to some and profit to others. So he's complaining about the decline of the industry because so many youngsters now have been so contaminated with it to put their own pornography up with all the technology we have today. Isn't that terrible? Well, it's even worse, as I say, but we're going through all the things we knew were coming because everything, it's like many, many years ago, another lady phoned up on RBN, it was John Stadmer she talked to, and she said she'd have watched the Patriot movement and followed it for 60 years. I hadn't seen anything being stopped regarding this world agenda, cultural agenda, every part of the agenda. And it's true. It hasn't been stopped. We have to reevaluate everything, folks, if you want to understand reality. Back with more after this break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over?
Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TheraVim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt with Back Cutting Through the Matrix. Casual workers at a warehouse in Melbourne's West are being required to wear and pay for armbands identifying them as non-permanent staff. The armbands contain employee number on barcodes and must be used to obtain scanning equipment needed for their work, whereas permanent workers at the Sunshine Warehouse do not have to wear the armbands. The case came to light as unions raised concerns over the increased casualization of labour. 5% of Australia's workforce, or about 605,000 people, are now employed by labour hire firms, all privatised, according to the Bureau of Statistics. But just like Orwell said, the Bureau of Statistics runs everything. So labour hire casual workers are concentrating in warehousing, manufacturing, property, business services, and the health and community services. So they started with a bunch at the Sunshine Warehouse, first time to have barcoded armbands on them. So they're barcoding the workers now. And here's also an article here, and it's from a TV station in the U.S. The RFID chip is unleashed on USA and is on the Utah News, in fact, where else? And it said that on May 29th, this is the news in Utah aired the segment on RFID chip. The government wants chipped children to get them to go to school. They want to chip the children to get them to go to school. This is to bring revenue to the school district, and people in Mexico are already using it on their children because of kidnappers, that's the excuse in Mexico. Many people think that the technology is not a good idea, and proof that the children that are in school means more money for the district. And it's true enough, the more children that you can track and trace all day long, that they then get $1 million per school or more for more children outcomes, I think it was yesterday, baby in the womb's entire gene code is mapped. I love these scientific hooplas that they got. It's like when they brought Prozac out, all the newspapers, without getting paid, I don't know, because there's a whole scheme where you can get whole pages written as a kind of documentary type thing on a company. It's actually an ad. But they all came out at times saying Prozac was going to change the world, make everybody happy. And of course, government would love you all be happy and dumb and stupid, but happy nonetheless. And then it all came out afterwards about Prozac suicides and Prozac murderers and all the rest of it. But they always come up with every new thing that's always a fantastic thing, and they always overstate it, sometimes vastly. So, baby in womb's entire gene code is mapped. It says, a major scientific breakthrough has enabled the mapping of the unborn baby's entire genetic code using DNA taken from his parents. So, as the Seattle University of Washington said, their new technique would make it possible to scan for 3,500 genetic disorders before birth, ABC News reported yesterday. Now, that means, of course, just like all the other scans they do today and tests that they do, it's a big thing now, pre-testing, and it falls with abortion generally. If there's any possible chance that they could claim that this child may have this, that, or whatever, it's up to the parents. And I've gone through so many of the articles where people who didn't go through with abortions found that perfectly healthy children. What does it say for those whose parents did go through with them? How many have been slaughtered because of this wonderful thing called science? Understand that when you go into a lab for any blood work or anything, half the results are false positives or false negatives. Did you know that? It's always been that way. I hope you do know that. Don't forget it. And that's why you've got to get at least a minimum of 3 tests for the same thing. And even then, it's going to take 2 out of 3, and I hope for the best. It's not that accurate at all. And the same with these DNA tests and all the rest of it. Oh, they may or may not get. Well, what does that tell you, they may or may not? You're prone to this, that, or the other. So, there's the hoopla one about how wonderful it is, and this other one comes out and says genetic screening of the unborn babies may be inaccurate. The new test for genetic screening of unborn babies will not be 100% accurate and may scare parents into believing their children will be born with a disability when they are healthy, Lord Robert Winston warns. And it says that says American experts have developed a blood test, which they claim could be used to routinely screen fetuses for more than 3,000 genetic conditions. But such as that recognized the ability to predict the genetic code of a fetus at just 18 weeks could raise many ethical questions because of the likelihood it would lead to more abortions. Well, you see, folks, it ties in with depopulation because the purpose of this hoopla is to get more power to make you go along with abortions. More so in certain lower classes, you understand. As it always has been, like Planned Parenthood, look at where most of the clinics are. Now, some British experts have cautioned that the test, which is still many years from being used in clinics, may do more harm than good, because in many cases it would be very hard to predict how a mutation would affect the child and how severe their disability might be. And others argue that any information which parents can be given to help them prepare for a possible eventuality after the child is born or decides to terminate the pregnancy should not be withheld. So it's just going more and more into an agenda. It's all agenda focused because you have to go in to see who funds all these tests and then look at the associations they belong to and then you start to get the picture. It doesn't take much to do a little bit of investigation on it. And this article here too is to do with elite schools. People are always talking about elite schools and how wonderful it is, but elite schools have an awful lot of problems. They always have that, especially the ones who are boarding schools. It says elite Horace Mann prep school students tell the case of sexual abuse, which is in coaches at the Bronx Horace Mann School, abused teens, according to New York Times report. Back with more on this after these messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
About the first school, of course, the Horace Mann School, prep school. It says, a New York Times magazine story to be published Sunday outlines multiple incidents of molestation by at least three teachers, a lot more than that over the years, and coaches at the Horace Mann School between 78 and 1994, and describes the school's discreet response, which did not involve telling police or parents. One student who was abused for years eventually killed himself, so did one of the teachers, quietly forced to resign after complaints from the boys. Some ex-students traced lifelong problems with alcohol and failed relationships to their abuse at the Bronx School. One of them said, I've been running from this thing most of my life. Two predators were ousted, but one especially brilliant music teacher survived rape accusations and remained on staff for years, choosing a new anointed favorite boy every year, the story says. The teachers who vanished without exception or explanation went to other schools where they had access to other children because of the $37,275 a year private school's emphasis on discretion, the story says. I mean, this school churns out a lot of people that are well known. Some of them ended up in the CIA, etc., at the top, like, you know. It says a shocking expose is written in 1982 by 1982 Horace Mann alumnus Amos Camel. It was posted online Wednesday. There were no allegations of recent abuse of the Horace Mann, whose many illustrious alumni include former Governor Elliot Spitzer and New York Times publisher Arthur Sulzberger. Dozens of former students flooded the paper's website with comments suggesting there were several more predators at the prep school of Bethwear over the years. One said, I'm furious. I feel like the school I cherished didn't protect me, wrote one woman. I was there. I heard rumors. I did nothing to all of the victims, my classmates, and those who came later. I'm so sorry. I did nothing to help, wrote another one. Horace Mann's response was guarded. The former trustee told Camille, no one will talk to you. They are all lawyering up. They're all getting their lawyers to front for them. The school's headmaster. Minister Thomas Kelly sent a letter to parents Wednesday alerting them that the story was being published. These allegations are highly disturbing and absolutely abhorrent, he wrote. We can assure you that none of the individuals mentioned in the article is currently employed by the school, nor have they been for a number of years. One of the villains of the magazine piece was Mark Wright, a charismatic and popular art teacher who was also the football coach. A former student described being asked to sit for a portrait. I guess the rest of them went off to the now failing porno industry in Hollywood, as I mentioned at the start of the show. So anything goes now. There's no right or wrong anymore, is there? As you know, it's just all different lifestyles and things. And I mentioned briefly yesterday, too, about this bit of a comic thing, actually, that one of the guests at the Royal Jubilee on the Royal Barge that went down the canals, etc., along with the Queen and the entourage, was a sex offender. It says, members of Parliament have called for inquiry into security blunder after reports that one of the guests of the Royal Barge during the Diamond Jubilee River pageant was a convicted sex offender. I wonder which one of them it was, eh? Anyway, MPs have called for inquiry into it, and it says Mr. Singh Rana was present on the Spirit of Chartwell, that's the tug, standing next to Prince Harry, Duchess of Cambridge, and Prince William. Harbinder Singh Rana, 52, was jailed for 4 years after he was found guilty of assaulting women in their homes while posing as a doctor. But Mr. Singh Rana was present on the Spirit of Chartwell, standing next to Prince Harry, the Duchess of Cambridge, and Prince William. At times, he was just a few feet from the Queen. Well, he wouldn't touch the Queen. She's a bit old for him. I think he's all the young ones he went for. He said he'd been invited as a guest of the Prince of Wales through his work for the Anglo-Sikh Heritage Trail, which promotes the Sikh community in Britain. I think they should get someone else to represent them. Prince Charles office said that they're unaware of Mr. Singh Rana's convictions when he was invited. Do you know everybody else, and even the people lining the banks would all have background checks on them, all the peasants? If you belong to a special club, you know, then no, this is straight in the door. Anyway, it says that the former consultant, who's also served in the Inner City's Religious Council as an advisor to the government, they're all pervs, you understand that, told the Daily Mirror he had not had to tell anybody of his criminal record and was not asked during the vetting process. So, there you go. Now, another link I put up tonight is of the massive experimental drone that takes to the skies above Edwards AFB. It's a video. And it's a type of unmanned aerial vehicle, like a blimp type thing, but it was incredibly high. They've had them for years, actually. They've had quite a few, but some of them were blasted. And when they ended up in Toronto, I think, it blew up in the States a few years ago and smashed itself to pieces. So this is another one, because your tax money's got to go somewhere. It's a massive experimental drone designed by Boeing Company. Engineers to fly for up to 4 days at a time, completed its first test flight above the Mojave Desert at Edwards Air Force Base. It's called the Phantom Eye, and its hydrogen-fueled propulsion system have the potential to vastly expand the reach of military spy craft. The longest that reconnaissance planes can stay in the air now is about 30 hours. Now it says, in the test flight which took place Friday, the Phantom Eye circled above the base and so on at 4,080 feet for 20 minutes. After touching down, the vehicle had problems when the landing gear dug into the lake bed and broke. Well, that'll cost them a few million there. They got a better leg at $10 million or something, because government makes these things. The Chicago-based company said engineers are assessing that the damage will assist, but I added that they plan on putting the Phantom Eye through more demanding test flights in the future. It's got 150-foot wingspan and an egg-shaped fuselage. The drone was built at Boeing's Phantom Works Complex in St. Louis with engineering support from facilities in Huntington Beach. The drone is designed to spy over vast areas at an altitude of up to 65,000 feet. And listen, not so what the president says of this company. Now, listen to this. You better remember this little statement here. It says, this day ushers in a new era of persistent intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. Right? Persistent intelligence, surveillance, and reconnaissance. For an unmanned aerial aircraft will remain on station for days at a time, providing critical information and services. It's all services, you understand, says Phantom Works President Darrell Davis in a statement. Boeing in the past accomplished another aerospace first, the capability of 4 days of unrefueled autonomous flight. So you're now in a an era of persistent intelligence and surveillance and reconnaissance. How's that sound to you? It's like ongoing war or ongoing terrorism for the whole of your life. You're never going to see a breakup of this. It's just going to get worse and worse to train you and train you into this new system of theirs. And talking again about schools and elite schools and all the rest of it, from former Vancouver private school teacher pleads guilty to child porn charges. There's a worldwide investigation. It says Christopher Charles Ingvaldson, 43, was arrested in June 2010, at the trial just taking place now, when he was fired from his teaching job at St. George's School. The former teacher of the Vancouver private school has pleaded guilty of 2 of 4 child porn charges that arose from an international police investigation involving the online social network site Facebook. Christopher Charles Ingvaldson, 43, was arrested in June 2010 when he was fired from his teaching job at St. George's School. He was head of social studies. He was charged with 2 counts of importing and distributing child pornography, accessing child pornography, and possession of child pornography. He recently pleaded guilty to accessing and possessing child porn and will be sentenced May 24th, I guess that's been done. At the time of Ingvaldson's arrest, the Australian Federal Police announced a total of 11 people had been arrested as part of a coordinated operation against the child porn ring across Australia, the United Kingdom, and Canada. And they're running all through Facebook, by the way. Will Net Daily had an article a few weeks ago about, they came across some of these child porn ones that just perused Facebook. It's amazing what's out there, apparently. And Facebook, again, is no right and wrong, as they're in this new capitalistic world. And a lot of nasty stuff is going on right in front of people's eyes. Everybody's so jaded, they probably wouldn't think of it today. Nothing shocks them anymore. So an Australian police officer created an online identity on Facebook and was approached by a number of the network which led to the charges. It's just as common as can be now. Oh, just a different alternate, you know, lifestyle and stuff like that. And this article, too, is to do with Australia's drones. It's quite amazing. Australia, every country has got to get in on the drones, you see, under the allegiances they have and alliances they have and treaties that they have. A senior Australian Defence Force officer has revealed details of how the Royal Australian Air Force deploys Israeli-owned drones for battlefield surveillance and to target anti-government Islamic fighters in Afghanistan. It's like, remember, too, when the guy who was in charge of Homeland Security, the first guy that appointed, was the guy who pushed in all the scanners at the airports once you left, and they were buying them from Israel. Well, here now, here's Australia buying. They're not even buying them, they're going to rent them from Israel. Israel still owns these drones. And even at that, they've got to rent it through a Canadian company that fronts for Israel. Wing Commander Jonathan McMullen says Australia is just buying hours on the Heron drones from a Canadian company, then in turn leases them from AIA, Israel Aerospace Industries, which is wholly owned by the Israel government. Well, enthusiastically endorsing the Heron's capabilities, Wing Commander McMullen was highly critical of the quality of training provided by Israeli and Canadian instructors to Australian drone crews. So why don't you make your own then and give some work to your own people, since you're getting lost to people abroad? And this is an interesting one on this Canadian porn homosexual guy that was a kind of wannabe character that wanted to be noticed. He's just a classic criminal psychopath in a sense. When he was caught, of course, in Germany, he skipped off to Germany and was caught actually looking up the different articles concerning himself because his ego is so huge. Animal activists claim responsibility for videos linking Luca Magnota, the guy who was sending parts of human bodies to politicians' headquarters. It says, to the Hollywood sign killing. So as an animal rights group, it says, Last Chance for Animals, an organization dedicated to eliminating animal exploitation, has taken responsibility for posting a series of YouTube pages glorifying accused Canadian killer Luca Magnota and referencing the case of a severed head found by the Hollywood sign in Los Angeles earlier this year. According to an LCA press release, these videos were made by the Special Investigations Unit in an attempt to lure in the killer or his companions using covert tactics often reserved for law enforcement. agencies. SIU investigators immediately got to work and posted a video glorifying Magnota, dubbing him the James Dean Killer, the press release said. A second video titled One Man, One Icon was produced to continue the facade using family photos of Magnota that had not yet been featured in the press. The LCA was founded by a former soap opera actor named Chris DeRose, 1980s, and in addition to Mr. Magnota's family photos, the YouTube videos posted by LCA also featured pictures of the Hollywood sign, references to the Satanic Bible, and a description calling Mr. Magnota the sexiest serial killer ever to walk the earth. Mr. Magnota was arrested in Berlin Monday after an international manhunt, after he killed, or allegedly killed, and dismembered, even though it's on our own video, a man named Lin Jun in Montreal. Mr. Magnota obviously posted a gruesome video of the crime online and mailed the body parts to the headquarters of Canadian political parties. And something, too, I read out recently, he was also sending different parts of the body off to schools as well. When he was caught, Mr. Magnota was in an internet cafe reading news articles about himself. Prior to the June killings, Mr. Magnota earned the ire of animal rights activists after he was linked to a series of videos that showed him killing kittens. According to the LCA, their videos caused them to make contact with several individuals who may have been Luca or close associates of Luca, and the information was turned over to law enforcement. So it says that alerted the police in Montreal and Los Angeles to the videos posted by the LCA in light of other potential links between Magnota and Hollywood sign killing. Anyway, it appears that this character did go down to Hollywood at least once, and probably a few times before, looking for work in the porn business. Again, it's California, is awfully, well, LA is very, very famous for. And who knows? Well, we'll be told the real story, the whole story, maybe years down the road, so not to upset anybody else, the interested parties. And here's a good one, too. People really think we're kept in this fake reality of justice. There's no justice in anything, even in law. You're an observer in law. You're on the side with all the rest of them as two lawyers cleverly debate points of law amongst each other, and you're out of the picture, even if the case is about you. And even later, Plato said that there is no justice. There's only the appearance of justice. See? That's how it's always been. Anyway, this is about a school that became a whistleblower to do with a corruption charge that was going on with the government. A city that's caught double-charging non-profit water and sewer system users now has adopted a new rate structure that specifically targets the whistleblower with an extra $240,000 in coming fees, according to officials with the school that raised the issue. The new fee structure adopted by Canyonville, Oregon, is scheduled starting June 15th to raise by a huge amount the fees charged to Canyonville Christian Academy through a decision to classify individual dorm rooms without running water at the same rate as multiple bedroom condominiums or apartments. This is how they get there. You understand? There's no decency anymore because we're run by crooks, you know. Everywhere it's the same thing, even your local council. It's all crooked. All crooked. School officials feel the decision was retaliatory for the complaints about city procedures that for years had charged churches and non-profits double the ordinary water and sewer fees. So there you go. And that's what they do to get their own back. See, in fact, a school spokesman points to the action by city officials who cancelled the double charging ordinance at a council meeting, but within minutes of the same meeting had decided to reclassify the school's dorm rooms as apartments. Then they go, ha, 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 ha. That's how latent corruption is today. You can't save a system like that, don't you understand it? Now, tell you another thing, too. It's not that it's always been corrupt, but quieter about things. Using a little bit of savvy here and there. Don't do too much here, don't do too much there. Now, that comptometer, I think they call him, the one who was taking charge of all a small city, there's actually 16,000 population. She was in charge of all the bookkeeping that finally got to the very top in all expenditures. She got over $50 million she pulled from these suckers for over a 15-year period from their taxes, and they didn't notice. Do you realize how much money you're all worth to these characters? They get into every council's the same. personally plundered 16,000 people off. They didn't know. And you're all wondering why your streets are busted and the roads are busted and everything else. And they've also got an excuse for you. Oh, we need more taxes. Who's watching the guys at the top? Nobody. And we take it all for granted. And she would make that off 16,000 people. But that's get noise. There's noise which we had to grab a bigger lump sum all at once. Back with more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hi, I'm back for cutting through the matrix. I'm also putting up scenarios for the future from the Rockefeller Foundation. Scary stuff. Oh, the world's going to go to hell, and there'll be massive disasters everywhere, and terrorism, and plagues, and yada, 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 to keep you worried forevermore, etc., etc. It's worth a read, but it gives you an idea what they're capable of bringing, because what they do is they bring things to happen the way they want it to happen. You can't make this stuff up and then just hope it happens. Now, there's Jack from Michigan on the line. Are you still there, Jack?
Hi, Alan. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
I've been doing some research, and I came across this elite school. It's called Les Rosiers Institute.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of interesting because some of their former students, they're all like kings and queens, emperors, actors, rock stars, you know, all the people who basically rule the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they call the alumni Ancient Roses. That's what they call themselves.
Well, technically they are. Probably brothers and sisters in more respects than one.
Yeah, well, it's based in Switzerland, and it's like the most expensive school in the world. But I thought that was interesting, and they, of course, I think they advocate, you know, vegetarianism for the students there.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it seems like Pythagoras and Rosicrucianism, they have something against eating meat.
Yeah, it's an old system. They're hypocrites, yeah. Mind you, but they do eat it. I know the one you're talking about in Switzerland, and
yeah.
So they all go out at nights and eat all the burgers and stuff. But mind you, get good burgers over there, get real meat and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, the old stuff is still tough to them because it's important to understand even the philosophers. If you're going to start to get them into a position to rule the general public, the cattle, you got to understand that the old philosophers who taught this quite openly a long, long time ago, there's different kinds of animals, and they're the higher animals, and we're the lower ones. So they go into that, and Switzerland is a big place for it. Why do you think it's got that little red cross there and all that, you know? With all that.
Oh, yeah.
So all the symbols of Switzerland are amazing. Even the Knights Templar symbols are all over Bern and other cities in Switzerland. The massive banking system, the special graveyards with the big black Masonic obelisks there. Instead of having the gray ones, they have pure black ones imported. And they have silver caps to them all. They're huge for these famous, wealthy, generally the banking class for the world. Yeah. They're very important.
It's just amazing because they just go to a totally different school. It's completely isolated from the rest of the world, and they just grow up. And it's not just like a high school. It's, you know, they get them young at, you know, probably like 7, I think. And
you've got to always separate the ones, the future leaders, and the parents were separated as well and taught a completely alternate version of history and reality. And they're taught, it's very pragmatic, you know, understand, you're the top predators, and we live off the sheep. We're the good shepherds as well, but we're predators. As Albert Pike said, we make no excuse for nature for being the top predators. And here's how life really is, and they're given the basic facts of how the world really works, and really how stupefied the domesticated public are, and we're kept that way so that these characters can con us forever and ever and ever, and so yeah, they're taught reality as opposed to this nonsense that we are fed, a mixture of Hollywood and fake history at school. But they will respond whenever they wave a flag and they're off to fight for them again. But thanks for calling. Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, everything's a con, folks. And at the bottom level, it's nothing but cons. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me, your God. Or your gods go with you.